Seamus Coleman, we're here in the Blue Haven in Kilcar. A big night for you personally and all involved in the club. When you were growing up, there were people you looked up to cross-channel playing football, and now there's a whole new generation who look up to you.
Yeah, it's very, you know, very surreal when you say that. I never look at myself as that person that the people look up to. I just kind of, I'm still living my dream and doing my job and trying to be as professional as I possibly can. And thankfully that rubs off on people back home, kids, coaches, whatever the case may be. And it's quite surreal to think that's the case.
And it's great to see the facilities improving so much, because we live in an age there's so much competition, so many other sports out there, and a club has to have good facilities.
Yeah, a club has to have good facilities. I think the club here, without being biased, St Catharines, has been run very well from as long as I can remember, and now obviously they're trying to fix up the AstroTurf, which I think is a great facility, especially for young kids. And like I said, the weather isn't always great in Donegal, so it's good for them to have a good training facility.
And there are a number of other Irish players over there, like Stephen Kinsella, and there is that Irish connection, and no doubt you're pretty close to those Irish guys and you liaise with them.
I do as best I can, really. It's something that I brought upon myself from when I kind of feel like I stepped up to a senior player at Everton, that any young Irish players that come over, I try and go out of my way and make them feel welcome, because they're young boys, 16 and 17 year olds, and it's tough being away from home, and to have maybe a first team player look out for them or speak to them can be a big deal. I still remember my first day walking through the door and the likes of Phil Neville making sure that I was made feel at home, and if I needed anything then come and ask them, and that always stuck with me.
Now, it's been frustrating watching from the sidelines. Obviously, Republic of Ireland, a couple of games to go. You could still be in Russia. Everton, disappointment last night against Atlanta. But when you do get back, you'll be raring to go.
Yeah, well, I can't wait. Obviously, it's been a tough time in terms of missing games, and no one likes to be injured, especially for a long-term injury. But, you know, it's kind of put my mind in different places. You know, I've never took football for granted, or I've never not enjoyed football. But when I come back, you know, I'll never utter any kind of complaint at all about how hard training is or how easy training is. I'm just looking forward to getting them boots back on and being part of it all again.
And can you be confident that you will make a 100% recovery?
100%, yeah, absolutely no doubt. I've had a tough journey. You know, you don't just get where I've got to. Plain sailing, there's ups and downs along the way. There's managers who like you, there's managers who don't like you, there's bad runs of form, there's good runs of form, all sorts of things. There's injuries, there's new signings. So like an injury obviously can, you know, play an effect on people's minds, but as far as I'm concerned, there's absolutely no doubt.
Your gentleman, thanks. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.